As a parent, learning your child is different from other kids can be a very difficult thing to really understand. It's something National Journal editor-in-chief Ron Fournier came face-to-face with when his son was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome.
And his journey led him to guidance from some unlikely sources, and Ron Fournier joins us to talk more about it. Ron, thanks for being here on WTOP.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about when you first learned your son had Asperger's syndrome.
It was a couple years ago. My wife was watching the NBC show Parenthood, and there's a character on there named Max Braverman, a young boy who has a severe case of Asperger's, and my wife said, "Oh my God, I think that's Tyler. Ron, you got to watch this show." And I spent that night watching a bunch of back episodes until about 3 in the morning with tears rolling down my face, realizing that this was scary that he might have autism, but at least now we might know what he's dealing with.
What was it you saw in that character that so reminded you of your son?
First, he's wickedly smart, a beautiful, charming young man who you just want to hug. But he also has a hard time, and I'm talking about the character, a hard time socializing at all with the people around him. And the character gets so frustrated that he really acts out in a way that my son doesn't. But it was the lack of being able to socialize, make eye contact, and build relationships that we said, I wonder if this is, and the fixation on habits, on activities. Max is fixated on bugs. My son at the time, it was Legos and video games.
Now, you say in a very personal essay in National Journal that you got some guidance from not one, but two presidents. Tell us more about that.
Well, my wife sent me on a road trip, and she said one of our things that Tyler loves is U.S. history. So go around the country to presidential libraries and historical sites and get to know your son better and have him practice what he's learning in his social skills class, have him practice out there. And then she said, since you're doing that, why don't you see if these guys you covered, President Clinton and President Bush, if they'd be willing to meet with Tyler while you're visiting their libraries. And both of them were kind enough to say yes.
How did that change your relationship and possibly your son?
Well, the trip changed it. It forced us to spend a lot of time together, and it watching how others perceive him lowered my anxiety. I spent a lot of time worrying about how others looked at Tyler, and I spent a lot of time worried about him coming across as rude or quirky to people. And when I saw how many, many people out there, but, primarily, for the story's sake, how President Bush and President Clinton rolled with Tyler and connected with Tyler, I realized that, I need to relax a little bit here.
In our last 30 seconds, what advice do you have for other parents who may be facing your situation?
One, don't try to fit a round, a square peg in a round hole. Let your boy or girl be who they're going to be. Number two, spend some time with them. Strike that work-life balance. You're not going to get this time back again. And number three, love them. As President Bush told me, love that boy. Love them for what they are.
That's beautiful.
Don't try to have them meet some idealized version of what you think a son or daughter should be.
We do have to go, but I know everyone who's listening wants to know about Tyler now. How's he doing?
He's doing great. He's loving the attention, and my wife has built a great support network around him, and he's going to have a great and happy life.
Ron, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Ron Fournier is the National Journal editor-in-chief.